Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of Etowah. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Etowah feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Etowah, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Ferdinand. In 1217, Henry of Castile died and willed his kingdom to his sister Berengaria, wife of Alfonso, King of Leon. Now this act caused a great deal of dissension among the nobles. And after ruling for a few months, Berengaria delighted Alfonso with the announcement that she was surrendering the throne of Castile.
It's for the best, Berengaria. I don't understand why your brother left Castile to you in the first place. You must have known there'd be trouble if a woman tried to rule.
You feel it should have been left to you, Alfonso?
Oh, I certainly don't feel my wife should be Queen of Castile and I King of Leon. The two kingdoms should be united under one head.
Yours?
Naturally. It's the custom for the husband to take over the property of his wife.
Custom, but not law.
I'm not so sure. But that's beside the point. When do you wish to resign?
Within the week. The deed of abdication is now being drawn.
Good. Oh, think of it, Berengaria. By the end of the week, we'll be proclaimed King and Queen of Castile and Leon.
That is not my plan.
What?
I deeded Castile to Ferdinand.
To Ferdinand? Good heavens. What are you talking about?
I'm deeding Castile to our son.
You can't be serious. Why, he's but a boy. He's not ready to rule.
Oh, he's 18 and he's quite mature. He knows the history of Spain and he has dreams for her future.
And while he dreams, the Moors will steal his kingdom. No, Berengaria, he must wait.
Oh, Alfonso, must he wait to inherit the throne before he has his chance to rule?
I would hand him then Leon and Castile.
But he'll be able to rule better both kingdoms later if he learns to rule one now.
You'll only stir up strife among the nobles who want Castile themselves.
Well, he must learn how to deal with them.
Has it occurred to you Ferdinand might prefer his books and pious life? He's always impressed me as a student rather than a man of action.
He's both.
Have you told him your plan?
I'm going to tell him now.
Yes. Yes, Mother, I'll accept the throne of Castile.
There'll be opposition from those who question the legality of the transfer of title.
Father?
Especially your father. He thinks you're a dreamer.
Well, I suppose I am. I've dreams for Castile and for Spain. I've dreamed of the time when the Moors will be driven out. And from Gibraltar to the Pyrenees, the church bells will summon the Spanish people to the worship of Christ.
Oh, Ferdinand, make that dream a reality, and you'll be blessed through eternity.
Kneel to the cross, Ferdinand. By the authority in me vested, I proclaim you Ferdinand III, King of Castile.
Hours rest. They will advance. Make sure every man and horse is ready for battle.
Battle, sire? I don't understand.
Captain Gomez doesn't understand why we're here. To attack and rout Ferdinand's army.
Now that I understand, King Alfonso, but...
Well?
Only there's no army to attack.
What? I know this terrain like my own hand. If the only logical place to defend Castile from the west, his army must be out there someplace.
I sent out a scouting troop. They penetrated 30 miles without sighting a single soldier of Ferdinand.
That's strange. Could be a trick. Perhaps they're concealed down there on the plain.
You could hide a few men in that clump of trees to the right, but not an army. Look, there's a rider. He's signaling to us.
Perhaps Ferdinand's not going to fight. Well, that's it. The boy's showing some sense.
Oh, that's Bishop Rodriguez.
I was told Ferdinand had appointed him chief counselor.
Wise choice.
King Ferdinand sent me to welcome you to Castile, Your Majesty.
Welcome me? Your Excellency, doesn't he know I've come with my army?
Oh, yes. Your advance was known to him from the day you marched.
Where's his army?
At Burgos.
Uh-huh. So he's decided not to fight.
But he is going to fight. With all the forces he can command.
Ride back. Tell him I'll give him 24 hours to surrender. If there's no answer by then, my army moves to Burgos.
He has asked me to be your escort to Burgos.
Hey, what is this, a trick?
You know me better than that, Your Majesty.
Sorry, Your Excellency, but will you please explain? First you say he's going to fight, and then you say...
Your son prefers to fight the Moors, not his father. He wants a conference with you. Will you come?
Very well. Gomez!
Sire?
The army will remain here. I'll ride to Burgos. Follow me with an escort of 10 men.
Father, I'm surprised that you'd lead an army against Castile. You promised you wouldn't contest my uncle's will.
I question your ability to hold Castile. It's really in your interest, Ferdinand. If I don't take it, some of the nobles who feel they have a claim will.
Their claims can be settled without a war.
How?
By conference and giving in a bit, where there's doubt as to who is the rightful owner of disputed boundaries.
Settle? When you admit there's doubt?
One side or the other must receive the benefit of the doubt.
Why not you?
Father, you're the only one who disputes my right to the throne. The nobles have a few boundary claims that have been unsettled for years. Well, in most cases, the few acres of land involved are of little importance.
If land isn't important, what is?
Well, their pride. I've little of that, so there's no loss of vanity if I recognize their claim.
It all goes to prove that you're too idealistic and inexperienced to rule Castile. I'll give you 24 hours to resign. Oh. Berengaria, what are you doing here?
I'm here to keep you two from fighting.
You knew I was to march. You rode ahead.
Yes, Alfonso.
To plot against me.
No, Father. No, I was glad Mother came. But I didn't have to be convinced I shouldn't fight you. I can't.
I was hoping you would. Though, I wouldn't have harmed you. All I'd have done was teach you a good lesson in battle and sent you home to Leon. If you won't fight for your land, you don't deserve it.
Father, I can't fight you because of my vow.
What vow is this?
Never to fight anyone but the enemies of Christianity.
The Moors.
Yes. Father, why have they been able to remain in Spain for 800 years, now hold half the land, and force the people to bow to their religion?
The answer is simple. They have the armies and the will to fight for what they want.
No. They won because the Christian world has divided, and they're fighting each other. When Christian fights Christian, there's victory for Islam.
He's right, Alfonso.
I'll grant we have had wars among ourselves.
While we squabble over a bit of land that rightfully belongs to a neighbor, they stand united in a common cause. The God of Islam and hate of Christianity. We can profit by their example.
What have you in mind, Ferdinand?
Aragon, Leon, Castile, all the Christian kingdoms must unite to drive the Moors from Spain.
Well, I don't know. You know how hard it is to raise an army.
It's hard to raise an army when the purpose is unworthy.
The peasants hid in the hills, Alfonso, when you tried to press them into service for this invasion.
Yes, we did have some trouble.
A great deal of trouble. They refused to fight in what they regarded a family quarrel.
Father, the Moors are waiting to the south. They expect us to be at war with each other. And then they plan to seize what territory they can.
If our armies united and hurried south, we could surprise them.
That's my hope. If you'll just agree.
Very well. I'll do it on one condition.
Yes?
That you remain at Burgos. I'll lead the combined army. You retain order in Leon and Castile.
I agree.
Gomez!
Yes, sire?
Ride at once to the army. Tell the commander to march to Burgos.
Prepared for battle?
No. We're at peace with Castile. We're at war with Islam.
Ferdinand.
It's not that makes me sad, but the thought of men who'll die. And yet there seems no other way.
The way has been pointed out. The world is slow to learn. But come, Ferdinand. There is a great deal to be done.
His Excellency has a great program of reform. One hardly knows where to begin. Oh, Mother, are you returning to Leon?
No, not directly. First, I'm to visit Philip of Swabia.
Oh, such a long trip at this time. Why?
Because it's time you married. Philip has a lovely daughter named Beatrice.
Hear that, Your Excellency?
Should marry soon, Ferdinand.
But why a German mother?
The marriageable women in France and England are too closely related to us. New blood is needed so that your children will be strong and healthy.
Be guided by your mother in this.
But be guided by Bishop Rodriguez on government and reform.
How you combine against me. Bishop, I sometimes wonder who is really king of Castile.
God is the king. We are his stewards, holding his lands and people in a sacred trusteeship. Should we prove unworthy, he'll replace us with others.
Well, I'd never thought of it in just that way. A king, a trustee of sacred things. How right and logical it seems.
For 5 years, while his father was alternatingly fighting the Moors and ruling Leon, Ferdinand was engaged in carrying out the reforms with the wise counsel of Bishop Rodriguez. Berengaria returned from Swabia, and shortly after, the marriage she had arranged was celebrated. Meanwhile, King Ferdinand reduced taxes, codified the laws, founded schools, convents, monasteries, and built several magnificent cathedrals. Steadfast to his vow, he resolved all doubtful claims and refused to be drawn into quarrels with the King of Portugal, Aragon, and Eleanor of England. Then, in 1225, after putting the affairs of Castile in order, he took up the battle against the Moors.
It's all very well, Ferdinand, to talk of driving the Moors from Spain. But let me remind you, it costs money.
Then, Father, we shall have to find some.
You'll have to increase the taxes.
No.
How else?
I'll not tax the poor.
They'll put up with it. It's for a good cause.
Father, an injustice, even for a good cause, weakens the cause.
You always were a logic chopper and a sentimentalist. You so afraid of your peasants that you can't tax them?
I fear the curse of a poor woman more than I do a whole army of Moors.
Oh, all right, all right. Well, how will you finance a campaign?
My first suggestion, Father, is that you turn over to the general fund the plunder from the Moorish cities that you've captured, instead of hiding it in your private treasury.
That's mine by right of conquest. Besides, it doesn't amount to much.
Even so, it'll set a good example. The men who do the fighting, yes, and the dying, will be more inclined to believe that you're not fighting for private gain.
You may delight in fighting for glory, but don't expect it of me. I want some reward for my efforts.
You'll find your reward in the hearts of the people that you free from Moorish despotism.
You may march at dawn if you wish, but it'll be alone. I'm returning to Leon.
With your army?
Yes.
Father, you once chided me about not wanting to fight.
But, Ferdinand...
Now, what will you say of yourself if now you turn your back to the enemies of Christ?
Oh, all right, all right. But I'll not go myself. I put half my army under Gomez. He can go with you.
Thank you, Father. I'll manage.
What's the objective?
Cordoba.
Cordoba? You haven't enough men.
The Moor's not as confident as he once was, nor as strong. We've raised the hopes of the Christians that he's enslaved, and his troops are deployed to put down any possible rebellion.
I still think it's a great risk, but I don't suppose I can persuade you. And you'll march against Cordoba.
At dawn, Father.
Sire, do you hear it?
What? Oh, those church bells?
Yes. I come here at night to listen to them. The men say there's something mysterious in their sound.
Those bells are over 500 years old. They were then in the cathedral built over the grave of St. James.
And that's at Compostela. How did the bells get to Cordoba?
The Moors hauled them, using Christian slaves as their horses.
You won't be ringing in that mosque much longer. After 6 weeks of siege, the Moors won't have much fight left.
Are the men ready for tomorrow?
More than ready, they're eager.
Yes, I've noticed that. I get the feeling there's an undercurrent of exalted confidence running through the camp. Can you account for it?
I was hesitant to speak of it.
What is it?
3 nights running, the watch has seen an apparition which appeared in the early morning. They told me about it, but I paid little attention. The story would not die, so the other night I stood watch with them.
What happened?
As clearly as I see you now, I saw a man on a white horse.
Was the man anyone you could recognize?
No, but the men say he was St. James.
Captain Gomez, the army is ready and waiting orders.
Quiet. Ferdinand's a prayer. He'll be here in a moment.
He fasts and prays before each battle, doesn't he?
And other times.
Do you think it helps, Captain?
I used to think it didn't matter one way or the other. Now? Well, I don't know what to think.
Nor I. He prays each time, and we've not lost a battle yet.
And let's pray he never changes.
Thou, O Lord, who searchest the heart of men, thou knowest I desire thy glory, not mine, and the increase of thy faith and holy religion, not of my temple kingdom.
He's buckling his sword. Let's go to him.
Gomez, is the army ready?
Sire, the army is ready.
The trumpeter will sound the call.
Trumpeter! Sound the call. To horse! We'll win today!
If God so wills.
Forward! For God and St. James!
For God and St. James!
Resistance has ceased.
Have the prisoner step forward.
Aksatov, step forward.
Yes, my lord conqueror.
Under the conditions of surrender, the Moors of Cordoba will be given 30 days to dispose of their property.
My lord, you are not going to kill us?
No. Those who wish to become Christians may do so and remain. Those who do not will be permitted to return to Africa or to migrate to any city in Spain still under Moorish rule.
You are generous.
The gold found in Cordoba will be used to convert the mosque to a cathedral. Aksatov, do you know the history of those bells?
Only that they were here when I came, and that they are very old.
They were stolen, and they must be restored to the place from which they were taken.
Tell us the place. My men will take them back.
Santiago de Compostela.
That is far to the north. I had almost forgotten the Moors once held it. Perhaps we should have left the bells there.
Oh, what makes you think so?
They seem to have brought us bad luck. I recall now. Isn't one of your holy men buried at Santiago?
It is the resting place of St. James, a disciple of Christ. The bells are from his cathedral.
He sent you to bring them back.
Surely you don't believe that.
Why not?
Would your faith acknowledge such a miracle?
Miracles? No, I don't understand Christian miracles. Each language has its own name for the supernatural and the mysterious. We would say King Ferdinand was blessed by God.
Why do you say that?
Because only one whom God favored could have taken Cordoba with so few men.
I pray this be true, and God does look upon me with favor.
We are finished in Spain and in Europe, Ferdinand. After 800 years, the Battle of Cordoba was lost when you became King of Castile. We expected you to fight your father and were ready to strike the moment you did.
Yes, I assumed as much.
But you joined forces and turned against us. The Moor suffered his greatest defeat when two Christians decided not to fight. The simplicity by which great empires are swept away is enough to frighten one.
Or perhaps to make man humble, Aksatov, so that he will acknowledge God, his Father, and supreme ruler of the universe.
After Cordoba fell, the Moorish kings of Granada and Murcia surrendered to Ferdinand. Seville withstood a 16-month siege before it capitulated. It was the last great stronghold of Islam in Europe, and when it fell, the Moors fled to Africa. Ferdinand was preparing to follow them when he was stricken with illness. He knew he was soon to die. And shortly before the last rites were administered, he requested that he be buried in the habit of the Third Order of Franciscans. He was canonized Saint Ferdinand by Pope Clement X in 1671.